May Anga, this is name of Narada, Mrusho Upalakshate Na Vai Kwachin Me Manaso Mrusha Gatihi Na Me Rishikani Patanti Asatpate Yanme Hrada Utkantavata Druto Harihi. There is another idea. Then again, now, never, why, certainly, kvachit, at any time, may, mind, manasaha, of the mind, mrusha, untruth, gatihi, progress. In the second line, then another statement is there. As his statements are never proved to be wrong, the same way, his mind also never deteriorates. He's always intact. Whatever he thinks, it happens. Navai kvachin me manaso mrushagati. My mind also is never untrue. Whatever I think, I do it. Then third line. Name nor me mind rishikani senses, my senses. Patanti degrades asatpate in temporary matters. My senses never go to the temporary matter. These are the three statements. And then there is a conclusion. That is the way the verses are in Srimad Bhagavatam. The first statement is that whatever I say always proves to be true. The second thing is that my mind never goes astray. It always thinks in the right way. Then my senses never go to the temporary matter. And why is nicely described in the last sentence. Yan, because me, mind, ruda, heart, outkanthyavata, by great earnestness, dhruta, caught hold of harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, with full earnestness, all these things are very good. My statements are never untrue, then my mind never thinks anything bad, it's always very positive thinking, and my rishikani, my senses, never go to the temporary matter. Why? Because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord Hari with full earnestness. This is how we should have a rough idea of the meaning before you go to the translation. This is the way we should study the verses. And we are devotees, we have to put our heads into this and try to understand the verse. Each verse is very potent in Srimad Bhagavatam. If we don't study, who is going to study? Why is Sri Prabhupada, when he was alive, he was telling the devotees, why am I getting up at 1 o'clock and translating these books if you don't read, you know? And if you don't study, the thing is that our life is so long, fortunately or unfortunately. Because in this age there are so many medicines and so many facilities, you know, life is very easy. And that's why our life is very long. The death rate is going really high and high and high. We don't die very soon. And because of that, lifelong, we completely become frustrated with this process. If you are not with the scriptures, then one day you will just open the door and go away, this is not for me. So, we have to get in touch with the scriptures. Please sing now. Nabharati menga mrushopalakshate. Nabharati menga mrushopalakshate. Navai kvachin me manaso mrushagati. The credit of singing the verses is, each word should be clearly pronounced. Nabharati menga mrushopalakshate. Navai kvachin me manaso mrushagati. Rushikani patanti asatpathe. Patanti asatpathe. यन्मे हृदौत्कण्ठवता धृतो हरिः, यन्मे हृदौत्कण्ठवता धृतो हरिः. Please repeat now. O Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord, Hari, with great zeal, the Prabhupada zeal he is using here, with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. It's easy to understand. And once you understand the words like this, then you should try to understand the purport. Srila Prabhupada repeats the same thing in the purports. And then try to find out the references which he quotes from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. And try to study those verses from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that way, this verse plus those reference verses will give you the complete idea. And then anybody can give the class. Because to talk about these things is very easy. Very easy. Provided our mind is concentrated. And that's why in our culture, the whole life is really designed in that way that we should always be peaceful. Whether we are brahmachari, then brahmacharis have to study. They are very peaceful with the study of God. Then, if you are grihastha, then both of you have to surrender to Krishna. And a Krishna conscious family can very nicely function. If the family is not Krishna conscious, then it never functions. Then there is a clash. And vanaprastha, definitely you have to mourn by. Samjha? Mourn by samajhte nahi. Wo aadha le liya. Aadha le liya. आधा संन्यास ले लिया. ये आधा लिया है. देखिए उससे प्रकार मैंने कल्चर्स को कहा है तो आधा क्यों ले रहा है, पूरा ले ले. नहीं नहीं बोले अभी वाइफ है. मोहन भाई को हम पीटेंगे, हम लंदन में पीटेंगे, यहाँ नहीं, यहाँ उसका गांव है. एंड नाउ वी गो थ्रू द पब. द वर्ड इज क्लियर नाउ. There is no need of discussion. There is no need of discussion. You just think over it again and again. You know, the stages are very clear in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tat Srinaman, you must hear first. And you have heard. Then, Tat Srinaman, Supathan, then you please, you try to study. As soon as you hear, then don't hear with this ear and take out with this ear. But you try to preserve it and study. ये सेवा करता है, ये कभी कभी इसका दिमाग घूम जाता है. वो जब प्रसाद नहीं देखता है ना थाली, तो उसकी आंखें चढ़ जाती है. वी आर टॉकिंग इन हिंदी सो दैट यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड. व्हेन यू डोंट सी थाली ऑफ प्रसाद यू नो, देन योर आईज गो. Yeah, I know the demon. So please hear the purport now. Yeah. Lord Brahma is the original speaker of Vedic wisdom to Narada. Yes, I forgot. There are four stages, you know. That Srinaman means you have to hear, you know. Then Supathan, that is you have to study. And then vicharana paro, then you have to think over it. Now we have understood this verse very clearly. Fortunately the verse was very easy. And the stages are very logical. There is a very nice logic in throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why when you study, don't study the verses here and there. But take in three verses, two, three, two, four verses. You know, they give the logic. And this is a very highly logical verse. And it is completely clear in our mind. Now for the whole day, you should think over it. Why the statements are untrue, the reason is given here. The materialist people, we cannot depend upon them. They will tell one thing to you, and next minute they will just forget about it. or they don't want to prove it, you know. But as soon as you become a devotee, as soon as you have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord, your statements can never be wrong, because you will not speak unnecessarily. You know? That is the thing. The capacity of the truth comes from the Supreme Absolute Truth. You cannot be true without some connection with the Supreme Absolute Truth. This is the main thing to be thought over on this. And if our statements are untrue, then we are not devotees. This is how we have to expect. And vicharana paro. You think over it. And that's why, what is that verse, you know? Our Bhagavatam verse is very, doesn't come. So why? Srinudhan Sokatha Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Radhyanta Soya Badrani, Vidunati Sarasatam. And next verse. God. It's a very popular verse. No, Nityam Sevaya. What is it? Nikvad Bhagavad. Nashtra Prayesh Vapadam. Mind slips, you know, I'm not a devotee. Nashtra Prayesh Vapadrasu, Nityam Bhagavad Sevaya. This is the correct thing. Nashtra Prayesh, by regular attendance in the class of Srimad Bhagavatam, that what is troublesome to our heart completely vanishes. And as soon as the trouble gets out of the heart is captured by the owner of the heart. And that is Rishikani, you know, Rishikesh. He is the owner of the heart. And as soon as you give Krishna the whole place in your heart, then whatever comes out from your mouth can never be untrue. Whatever you think can never be untrue. And your senses are completely under control. Because the root, you have caught the root, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And this is how we have to think over it again. That Srinaman, Supatman, Vicharana Paro, and then fourth stage comes. As soon as Jai. Thoda paisa aapi jajo itle cigarette maate paisa nahi re tamir bad. Na na pun shining aapi do ne? A box bo moto je. Hamara box bahut bada hai. Isko kehta hoon ki cigarette peene ki ichcha ho na, to wahan 20 shilling dal de. Okay? Chai. See you then. So, vicharana karo. And as soon as you think over it, then unknowingly, the devotional service will start. And that has got to start. Unless we start devotional service, all these three stages are not complete. And it's very nicely described in 12th canto of Bhagavatam. This verse is beautiful. Sometime we'll discuss. So, please try to think over it and learn this verse. It is very clear to you now. It's not difficult to learn. It's only, it will require you 10 minutes to learn the verse. And for the rest of the lifetime, you have a great philosophical point with you. Great. This is the greatest point. And Srila Prabhupada's potency is that very highly complicated philosophical points he puts in a very easy language. In which Drava Sanyutam, you know. He has chewed it for us. You know, mother, if the child is young, she chews the food first and then puts into the mouth of the child. Ready-made chewed food. Prabhupada has chewed the scriptures. And ready-made he has given to us. But we are so very lazy and rascals really in his language. You know, that we don't have any attachment to these pages. And because we don't have any attachment to these pages, we are losing our humanity, you know, from our life. So please hear now. The report is long. 7 o'clock we have finished. So I'll just hurriedly go through and we'll see. Lord Brahma is the original speaker of Vedic wisdom to Narada. And Narada is the distributor of transcendental knowledge all over the world through his various disciples like Vyasdeva and others. The followers of Vedic wisdom accept the statements of Brahmaji as gospel truth. And transcendental knowledge is thus being distributed all over the world by the process of disciplic succession from time immemorial. Since the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma is the perfect liberated living being within the material world. And any sincere student of transcendental knowledge must accept words and statements of Brahmaji as infallible. The Vedic knowledge is infallible because it comes down directly from the Supreme Lord unto the heart of Brahma. And since he is the most perfect living being, Brahmaji is always correct to the letter. This is the idea. Because he is unflinching devotee of the Lord. And we know very well that when he was born on the lotus feet, lotus flower, it was all dark around him. He didn't know what to do. And on his own, he tried to find out that from where he is coming. And so entered the stem of the lotus flower. And for millions of years, he traveled down the stem. But he couldn't reach the source. Because the lotus flower was coming from the abdomen of Vishnu. And that's why it was infallible. You cannot just on your own. You can't do. On our own, if we try to do, then we have so much speculation in our mind. If we take it ready-made, then it's very easy. Very easy to take it. And our knowledge is ready-made, coming from Brahma. And that's why our sampradaya also is known as Brahma, Gaudiya Sampradaya. You know? We are the followers of Brahma, because he is infallible in his statements. And then after that, when he was not able to find out himself, then he heard the word. Remember. And they are very nicely given in the initials of Prabhupada. You know, A, C, Bhaktivedanta Swami. A is austerity and C is cleanliness. You can never forget. He is the emblem. He has shown us what is austerity, getting up at 1 o'clock. At 4 o'clock we are snoring. He gets up at 1 o'clock. As soon as you come to Prabhupada, as soon as you touch his books, you become austere. Now that is his potency. Those who have read a small booklet even now, they come running to the temple and ask whether he is alive. Is he alive? Please, just, we are under his roof. And we have every facility here. We are very few, just few people, if they become sincere in these scriptures, he will be the happiest person. If we want to please him, we have to study his books first and then try to distribute. And then accordingly, he says, if my books are there, the centers will come up. Centers may go and come, he says. So don't worry about them. Now we are losing our Bhaktivedanta manner nearly. But don't worry, We don't worry. Puja will go on and something else will come out. But since if the books are there, the center is automatic. We were in Alachua in America, And Alachua is a very nice Vedic community. Nearly there are 300 families, And they have settled because that place is very cheap and the weather is good, So what they have done, that they 10 houses, for example, in a row they have bought the 10 houses, 10 families, And one house they can use, for center. And they have their own Saint Namat programs, So they don't have to, daily, nobody can travel to the temple. And temple is very small. There is just a cow shade. It's not a temple. I told you this is a cow shade. It's so very, it's unimaginable. And America, I told you, the wealthiest country. And for Krishna, this is a broken tile is there. So this is thinking those things. This place really, for credit goes to Krishna or whoever you give to, but it's best thing you have done here. Because we don't want such sophisticated, highly developed buildings. No, we don't want. But for people, since you have built the building, that the incoming is increased. Yesterday the whole hall was full. Otherwise I remember that small hall was half empty. But people don't want to come to the place wherein they are not attracted. So to attract the living souls, these buildings are necessary. Now fortunately, they have got some scheme and they have started. Already they have laid some stone, foundation stone. And they are collecting amount to build the temple in Alachua. But the point is that if the books are there, then even 10 people can come together, have their own program, Mangala Arati and Bhagavatam class and chanting and then disperse and do their activities, This is the main point. Brahmaji is always correct to the letter. And this is because Lord Brahma is a great devotee of the Lord, who has earnestly accepted the lotus feet of the Lord as the supreme truth. In the Brahma Samhita, which is compiled by Brahmaji, he repeats the aphorism, Govindam Adi Purusham. Tamam Bhajami. I am a worshipper of the original person, Govinda, the premier Lord. So whatever he says, whatever he thinks, whatever he does, normally in his mood, are to be accepted as truth. Because his direct his direct and very intimate connection with Govinda. And this connection has got to be introduced. One thing we should remember, that reading the scriptures, studying the scriptures, or doing any activity for Krishna is non-different from Krishna. We have to go to the scriptures as if we are going to Krishna. We many times commit mistake that, oh, I am studying but Krishna is very far away. No, Krishna is here. As soon as you study, as soon as you speak out one verse from Bhagavad Gita, you are speaking out Krishna. So Krishna is already with you. Don't separate him. He is already here. He is non-different. These things are completely non-different from the whole spirit Krishna. And as soon as you get in touch with the whole spirit Krishna, your mind leaves the boundaries, leaves the limited boundaries. And as soon as the limited boundaries are left by your mind, then it is very easy to catch the Supreme Absolute Truth without any speculation. Experiments are useless. By experiments we can't do it. But by this practical example, we can get in touch with Krishna anytime. When you chant, you are with Krishna. You read, you are with Krishna. Whatever you do, you are with Krishna. And then your life will definitely prove true. I am a worshipper of the original personality of God, Govinda. So whatever he says, whatever he thinks, and whatever he does normally in his mood are to be accessed as truth. Because of his direct and very intimate connection with Govinda, the Premier Lord. Sri Govinda, who pleasingly accepts the loving transcendental service of his devotees, gives all protection to the words and actions of his devotees. The Lord declares in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya prati janihi, O son of Kunti, please declare it, name bhakta pranishyati. The Lord asks Arjuna to declare. And why? Because sometimes the declaration of Govinda himself may seem contradictory to mundane creatures. But the mundaner will never find any contradiction in the words of the Lord's devotees. The devotees are especially protected by the Lord so that they may remain inviolable. Therefore, the process of devotional service always begins in the service of the devotee who appears in disciplic succession. The devotees are always liberated, but that does not mean that they are impersonal. The Lord is a person eternally, and the devotee of the Lord is also a person eternally. Because the devotee has his sense organs even at the liberated stage. He is therefore a person always. And because the devotee's service is accepted by the Lord in full reciprocation, the Lord is also a person in his complete spiritual embodiment. The devotee's senses, being engaged in the service of the Lord, never go astray under the attraction of false material enjoyment. The plans of the devotee never go in vain, and all this is due to the faithful attachment to the devotee for the service of the Lord. This is the standard of perfection and liberation. Anyone beginning from Brahmaji down to the human being is at once put on the path of liberation simply by his statement, attachment in great earnestness for the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, the Premier Lord. The Lord affirms this in Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mam chaiva vicharene bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samate tyan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Anyone, therefore, who is earnestly serious in heart and soul about being in intimate touch with the personality of Godhead in relationship of transcendental loving service will always be infallible in words and action. The reason is that the Supreme Lord is absolute truth, and anything earnestly detailed with the absolute truth attains the same transcendental quality. The reason is that the Supreme Lord is absolute truth, and anything earnestly detailed with the absolute truth attains the same transcendental quality. On the other hand, any amount of mental speculation on the strength of material science and knowledge without any bona fide touch with the absolute truth is sure to be a mundane untruth and failure. Simply due to not being in touch with the absolute truth, such godlessness, unfaithful words and actions, however materially enriched, are never to be trusted. That is the purport of this important verse. A grain of devotion is more valuable than tons of faithlessness. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki. Or you go to the material rack. There is only two. You cannot have the mixture. Cannot have. At the same time, we have to remember that we cannot reject the material activities. Because material activities are needed. Also, in Kali Yuga, you know, for the maintenance is this and that. So many things are there. So material activities cannot be neglected, but they should be expertly performed. So if you perform your material activity expertly, then you spiritualize it. Expertise in material activities is the spiritualization of your material activity. Somehow or the other, people should feel that I want devotee to work for me. We were in America and we saw one advertisement. He had asked for electrical, mechanical engineer or something. And he has written here under the bottom to the black line, we want Krishna conscious person. So some soul might have some served very carefully somewhere. And that's why it was impressed on that mind that this Krishna conscious person are better to employ. So this should be the impression. It's not that we are lazy bunch. Whatever activity we do, maybe it is material for our maintenance, it doesn't matter. Everybody has to. And we are not doing anything wrong in it. But that activity has got to be performed so very nicely that whoever is your employer or the customer, whatever it is, they should be completely pleased with it. And this pleasing effect is Krishna. And the bliss is flowing from him. As soon as we are pleased with the dealings in between us, that is Krishna. That is spiritualization. It is not something that is very difficult to spiritualize the activity. No? If you perform the activities very clearly, thinking that you are dealing with Krishna, whether you are a businessman or an employer or employee or whatever it is, but we should see Krishna always everywhere in everybody, at least in every living entity. And with this attitude, your material activities become a relationship. Because you are enjoying Krishna. You are happy, the persons who come in contact with you, they are dancing. So, that is the spiritualization of the activity. That is the meaning. And that's why we relish these verses. And you just sit silent and go on and on and on. 18,000 verses. You don't have time to check. There is time. You think 18,000 verses is, suppose it takes 1 hour to understand one verse. You take minimum. Prabhupada says that we require 1 month. We are hearing on tapes, you know. And he says, you rascal, there are 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. And each verse to understand and relish, you require 1 month at least. So you require 18,000 months. Divided by 12, it gives you about 1500 years. There are 1500 years. We cannot touch Bhagavatam here. What to talk of other literature, Vedas and Upanishads and Mahapuranas and so many other Vedic literature, Mahabharata, Brahma. We may touch here and there, you know. We can't do even Bhagavatam, what to talk of other literature. This is, unless we use our time very wisely, it's very difficult to go through this thing. And you have time. Fortunately, we have time. There's so much time. Now we are eating, sleeping, doing everything. And so much time we have. We don't do anything really. So at least this week, we should engross in this. Unless you are engaged otherwise. In that time, who stops you to do anything? That is our lesson, it is complete. It is known in Bhagavatam as Dirga Sutri, you know. Dirga Sutri. Dirga means long. And sutra means thread, long thread. What we do, let's suppose these newspapers are lying here. Within a few minutes we can clear them. You know? It is a matter of few minutes. But every time we see the newspaper, it is to be done tomorrow. You can do it within 3 minutes now, but you postpone it to tomorrow. And when tomorrow never comes, again tomorrow it will be today. So tomorrow, it doesn't matter tomorrow. So again we postpone. The work which is to be done is in 2-3 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes in front of you that we postpone. That is known as long thread. You go on extending the thread. So that's it. This we have to avoid to be Dirga Sutri. That which is to be done has to be done immediately. Yes, very nicely said. Kala Bhajanta Ajabad. Means if you are worshipping tomorrow, then you worship today. Ajabhajanta up. If you want to worship today, you do it now. Palme Paralai Hoegi. Within a moment you will die. Phir Bhajega kab. The meaning is,
Procrastination is the thief of time.
Procrastination means this. Dirghasutra.
Postponing.
Postponing. Ah, this is nice. Procrastination. How do you spell it? Procrastination. It's exactly the spelling is according to the pronunciation. Procrastination. It's a nice word. This Dirgha Sutra. Thief of time, yes. It consumes the time. As soon as you postpone, suppose there is this thing is lying here. Now I can pick it up within a second. Alright, I come upstairs and I come from there and then pick up. So this is procrastination. And you waste this, nobody picks it up. And it lies there and you do it, you do it, you do it. You do it, you do it, and so much breath is wasted, so. Yeah. Instead, I can just pick up and throw it in the dustbin. This is procrastination. Very nice. Procrastination is a thief of time. Very correct. If you, it steals the time. Procrastination. Somehow or other, if you want to do it, just do it. That's all. It doesn't matter. The world is not going to drown if you spend 5 minutes in. You do this 5 minutes and then the world is there for you. Again. The world is only for us till we meditate on it. Otherwise, what is the world? There is a restaurant at the corner of your lane. We are not interested in the restaurant. For us, that restaurant doesn't exist. Because we don't want it. So there is a large world, but world doesn't exist really. World only exists that we go to some house and perform kirtan. For us, that is the world. For the womanizer, to find out the women is the world. So his world is completely different from our world. For a voracious eater, the restaurant world is a main world. He will know all the restaurants and where what is to be done, and what is how much this is cost, and how much money we have to earn, and how to spend. This is his world. So world is different for anybody and everybody. And for devotee, there is no world. For devotee, there is no world. We are in the world, but no world. Brahmani adhaya karmani, sangam tektva bhavatiya. Brahmani. Brahmani means to Krishna. Adhaya means offered. Brahmani adhaya karmani, sangam tektva bhavatiya. Means without any fruits, expectation of fruits. We were. That is our nature. Brahmani adhaya karmani, all our karmas are offered to Krishna. And they completely neutralize the effect, the fruits. The fruits of karma is offered to Krishna. So we are not the enjoyers of the fruits, we don't expect anything. Good or bad, whatever it is, we are ready to suffer or enjoy. That is Brahmani adhaya karmani, sangam tektva karoti. It is 10th verse in 5th chapter. 5, 10. 5 double is 10. So chapter 5 and double it and it is 10th verse. It's easy to remember 5, 10. Brahmani adhaya karmani sangam tektva parodhiya. Those people who behave like this, who do the karmas like this, then what happens to them? Na lipyate sa papena. Na lipyate means you are not affected by sinful reaction, papena. Na lipyate sa papena. And then he gives the example. This Bhagavad, and it gives you the direction to your life. At the moment our lives are without directions. And the life without the direction, how can it go to the destination? And suppose the steamer is there, and you are rowing it or doing whatever. What do you call that? There is a curtain type.
Tail.
No, not tail.
Sail.
Sail. a sale. You may have a sale. So you, if you open the sale, then it will drag you to the direction of the wind. But suppose your sail is not open, then it will go hither and thither, hither and thither, never go to destiny. So our sails are completely closed. Bird dead, this is an old dead, bird dead, this is an old bird dead, this is an old. And no sail. And we don't have time to spread the sail. And we don't have time to take advantage of the direction of the wind when it is favorable. And at the moment that sail, the wind is very favorable to us. There is a guru like Prabhupada. There is literature uncomparable. This literature cannot be compared with anything. Uncomparable literature is with us. The composers are poor. And we are lamenting. Why? Because our sail is closed. Oh yes, tomorrow I'll work. But by the tomorrow, the direction of the wind will change. And as soon as the direction of the wind changes, then we blame the wind. I wanted to open my sail, but now the wind is not favorable. I remember when it was favorable, why did you not do it? This procrastination. Procrastination. It's a nice word, you know. Procrastination is the thief of time. It's Dirghasutra. And everybody of us is a Dirghasutra. Unless we are forced, we will not do the material activity. And unless we are extremely forced, we will not do this thing. In the beginning, the force is required. Prabhupada was very strong. You ask him, you shave off. And everybody would shave. Otherwise, he would not have. His was a unique way, you know. His was a very unique way. He was a force also, he was kind also. But urgency is that we don't utilize our time when the wind is favorable. Now, prasadam is there, our snan facilities are there, our bed is there, our tables are there, the light is there, everything is there. But I'm thinking, even afternoon we'll do, I'm very tired, yesterday we had a very long night. Just some lame excuse we find out, and we postpone this thing. And then when we are in a miserable condition, we blame the whole world except us. This tendency has got to be stopped. This is Bhagavata. And unless you clear off your laziness, and particularly this Dirghasutri attitude, we should never be Dirghasutri. The work should be immediately done. Let me, this is done, this is done, this is done, this is done. Finish it off. Don't leave it to next second, or to take off tail of tomorrow. The work which is to be done today has got to be done. We wanted to clear the loan. In this last 3 days I was after. But yesterday you went and you spent 2 hours or 4 hours, whatever it is, and it was done. Forget. That chapter is closed, so we are free. This is how work. You just carry the work away from your path. If the road is not clear, you cannot drive or you cannot walk it. So our first duty is to clear the road. Whatever impediments are there, suppose if you want to go out of this, your front entrance, then your pathway should be completely clear. And if there is anything, then we don't step over it and go. We just clear it so that every time it is very useful. These are impediments. And this Dirghasutri attitude is a very great impediment. And as you mentioned, it is really thief of time. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And never it is done. And our mind is agitated always. I will be there, I will be there. No. As soon as you know that this is to be done, it should be done urgently. So the material impediment gets out of our way. And when the material impediment gets out of the way, you are completely free to do these things. So don't be Dirghasutri. The procrastination is a very bad attitude. Very bad attitude. That work which is to be done now should be done immediately. That is that Hindi verse is very nice. Yeah. Dirghasutri. Dirgha means long. Dirgha word we use. See, in Gujarati it is used, in Hindi it is used. And I'm sure in Malayali or Southern Indian languages also there might be something like that. Dirgha is a very nice word in Bhagavatam. Dirgha, di is long. Dirgha. And dirgha means really dirgha. It's long. It's long. So we should stop this dirgha sutra. Never be dirgha sutra. You do, and work has got to be finished. Finished. It is not that I will do today, I will do tomorrow, I will do tomorrow. No. I was very angry with Daya many times. Because if he wanted to go to the bank, he will always go after 3:30 when the bank was closed. Mm-hmm. I told, what is the fun in going to Valsar when the bank is closed? You want to go to the bank, you go at 10 o'clock. But if he'll find out something, I have to do this, I will, and then he will vanish and disappear, and then at 3:30 he'll remember that he is to go to the bank. And then he goes to the bank at 3:30. The bank is closed. Then you earnestly burn your petrol and come back. This is the issue. You go. You are going there, very soon. But you are not going in time. Then what is the use of that? Yeah. It's better not to go so that at least we don't burn our petrol. And once we go, then because the bank is closed, so our mind finds out so many other engagements. And you have to spend time, this dirgha sutra is the best, this thing, procrastination. Procrastination is the thief of time. This is really, it is very correct. And this is how we should assimilate. This is knowledge, procrastination is a thief of time, is a knowledge. And when we realize the knowledge, we have so many examples in front of us. And if you stop this, then we can learn this. Otherwise we will never learn. Then always we'll close book. Huh? I'm here anyway, 8 days. I'll do afterwards. And no, I'm very tired now. My back aches and my stomach. And so many things. And there is nothing, really. Frankly speaking, there is nothing. But this procrastination. This dirgha sutra. And because of dirgha sutra, then this aches and that aches. Man, it is going to ache all the time. So better in aching condition you do it. This is the main thing. And because of that, because in these things, there is no tangible return. You don't see the return. It is not that you, now we study one verse, and somebody is going to give us $100 or whatever it is. There is no return. You don't see the return. But it is a big return. We don't see that. We don't imagine that. But it is not immediate return that you work for 1 hour and you get $10. No, it is not like that. You may spend 5 hours and you will be hungry and there is nothing. So, there is no return. So, this work we postpone beyond our imagination. For the whole of lifetime we postpone. It is my experience. Whenever I wanted to read Bhagavad Gita, I would just think, oh, no, this is more important. Because I'm earning money then. So I'll read Bhagavad Gita anyway, I'll read. And it was impossible for me to read in India. I was so very busy. And it was a hard struggle to maintain the whole show. And that's why it is impossible for me to touch Bhagavad Gita. It was only when I migrated to England, I had a bit of easy life. And therein we went to. Otherwise you can't. As it is in India, the life is very horrible. Even if you wish, you cannot. And in addition to it, we don't wish at all. You say, hey, what is your life? Bhagavad Gita is correct. What have to do? I have to talk in all servants. This is the main thing. And the whole lifetime passes away. This procrastination is the thief of the life. It's very correct. Very correct. Sayadam Prabhu, thank you very much. This thief we have to stop. Thief we have to punish. And sentence him to prison. Send him to prison so that he doesn't come out again. So this procrastination has got to be imprisoned. So that it doesn't come again into your life. Other than life within. It is said in Bhagavatam that Nimishena, till we blink the eye, that is our lifetime. Not even blink. Brahma stays for billions of years. And that is also a blink in comparing the eternal time. So our life is not even a blink. 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, what is it? It's not a blink. We have to be serious about this thing. This is Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, verses and kathas, and they are same. In Narasingh Deva's katha, or Prahlad Maharaj's katha. We know the story. We know the story. But the main thing is to be learned is the practical application of the story. And that man asked yesterday, very nice thing, Jnana Vijnana, he wanted, he knew one verse, half verse somewhere, he might have heard, and completely wrongly interpreted that Jnana and scientific knowledge. Because when it comes to our following, we don't want to do it. Shaving means we don't want to do shave. He was a comb hair, that man. Yes. Because his idea was, yes, Krishna says, you have to have a knowledge and you have to have the science, the scientific. Whereas it was completely wrong. Somebody might have given him wrong impression in order to prove that the scientific advancement is needed. At least somebody wanted to prove it through Bhagavad Gita. And so according to our own condition, we interpret Bhagavad Gita then. That's why Prabhupada says, as it is. As it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, we should be interpreting. This is how it is. One small defect, and then it magnifies, you know. It doesn't remain small. It magnifies. And it so magnifies that it consumes your whole life. It consumes. You are completely finished.
It is the word.
Yeah. But they take meaning in Bhagavad Gita. Whereas Krishna doesn't mean that. And that is only Prabhupada's show. I was believing that. I thought we can, yes. So refrigerator should be there. Yeah, we can. No, everywhere. Everywhere. No, in school also. Vigyan period means science. We don't call science, but we call Vigyan. He also had the drop off. And Prabhupada didn't touch him. So unless Prabhupada touches, we don't have anything. That is the potency of it. And in order to acquire this potency, you know how much labor he might have done. And he was a grihastha like us. He had to maintain children. He had to carry on the show. He had to work with all the community and everything. Can you imagine? To marry the children is a horrible thing in India. I have undergone the whole thing. And that's why the whole thing comes into my mind like a cinema picture. It is a horrible, horrible thing just to marry the children. And in that also, the girl marries the girl, you see, possibly. Daughters are really, and if they are in trouble, your whole life is gone. Because then mother is not good, and mother is not at ease, and the daughter is in trouble, and your life is completely spoiled. And to get the good boy is impossible, according to our traditions or this or that, we must have some good fellow. And in order to find the fellows, it was a roaming about like a mad person to find the boy. I was just roaming about the whole Bombay and didn't know really what to do. It was only Krishna's grace that few the nice boys came in front of me. Otherwise, it's impossible. It's impossible. And this is material. It is better not to enter into it, so far as possible. But this knowledge comes when we are up to the neck in it. When we are up to the neck in the grihastha ashram, then we think, oh, if I would not have done this. But then it's too late, because you are already there up to the neck, and then you want to run away. Yeah, it's a silly thing to run away. Because who is going to do it? You have created, you have to suffer. So either you do it nicely or you cannot just escape out of it. And your karmas will catch you anywhere you go. Anywhere you go. It doesn't matter whether you are sannyasi or whatever it is. Children don't want to know whether you are sannyasi. For them I am father. So they don't want to know that I am. Even now, if they come to me, I have to behave as a father. I cannot tell them, hey, bob, bob. No, that is artificial. Because that is my karma. So how can I escape my... And people have this tendency to escape. This escapism is very bad. And then what happens then? When we want to escape and we cannot escape. So both the ashramas are spoiled. You cannot be father, you cannot be sannyasi. Because that disturbance is always there. And it is not something artificially created. It is the intimate creation. And when it is an intimate creation, that connection is already there. We cannot just stop it. And if you want forcefully to stop it, then you either become very mental in sannyas, or we become unnatural in the society. So we have to be very natural. The thing has already been done and it has got to be followed, whatever we may desire. And then you have the clear mind to go through the scriptures. I am at ease because very nicely Krishna has helped me. Otherwise, I would have been completely disturbed. And with a disturbed mind, I would not have been able to do this. And now I am proud really that even if I sit for 12 hours with Bhagavatam or any other scripture, I don't have any disturbance in the mind. This is because some or the other, with the mercy of Krishna, I was able to do everything very nice. Otherwise, finished. And then, in a disturbed condition, what can you do in sannyas also? Even a disturbed sannyasi is a burden on the society. So instead of being a burden on the society, it is better to be a burden on ourselves. We may work as a sweeper or a conductor or whatever work you get. You please do the job and maintain yourself at least. Minimum. Minimum you should do that. And till you are able to do it, some work has got to be done for our maintenance then. We should not be burdened in this way. But if you are on the society, then you should really be sincere with the giving the guidance to the society. That is the main function of a highly elevated spiritual entity. That if you can't do that, then it's better to quit. Make room for some other entity who can do that job. At the 58 years of, or 60 years of age, we are kicked out of our jobs. Well, that is the age we must stop the work. So nobody will allow you then after 60 years. You may be very, very able or can do the work, but nobody will allow you. Unless you have your own business or something. So that is how we should be very clear regarding our positions. We are sitting here together, but we have our own circles. Everybody has his own circle. We have so many attachments, so many responsibilities, so many arrangements. There are millions and millions of things in this small thing. And then it goes very difficult to concentrate on this. So the expert person who is a devotee really at heart, he just sorts out it. Sorts out. And sorting out also doesn't work. But as the time offers you the things, you know, then you have to deal with those things very successfully. And if you can deal Krishna's mercy with the things successfully, then it gives you the peace of mind to go through these things. This is how we have to really we have karma, yoga karma to kaushala. It is said in buddhi yukto chadira ubesumadhikrishna. Buddhi yukto. Those who are bhaktas, you know, those who are devotees, what do they do? Buddhi yukto jahatiha. They leave everything, sukrut or duskrut. they are not worried about their own pious or impious activities. Because for them, it is every pious activity. They only are attracted to the piety. But, buddhi yukta jahati yavvesu prudha jushkute, tasmad yoga is just so. Therefore, you must become a devotee. And yoga karma sukhaushalam. In karma, you apply that yoga. We want to help anybody and everybody. But my nature is thus this, that I lovingly deal with anybody. So, what has my son done? If he comes to me, should I not at least consider him as a living entity? We cannot close my eyes. That is the main thing. We have to help. We have to guide. We have to do whatever we can. And for the whole world we are doing whatever we can. So when it comes to our responsibilities of this or that, we cannot just shut our eyes and say, this is the main thing. And if you shut your eyes, you are disturbed. You are completely disturbed. Completely disturbed. And with the disturbed mind, you cannot understand a single word from these words. You try very hard for months together, and I can't follow. I don't follow. It's very difficult. This is the disturbed mind. So you do anything and everything, and don't disturb your mind. You always perform the duties, so that your mind will be peaceful. And this is yoga karma sukhaushala. Yoga karma sukhaushala. In karma, if you can apply the yoga, then there is kaushala, there is art. Ordinary people, they don't know of yoga. Because they don't have any idea of the devotion. They don't have any idea of the other side of their existence. And because of that ignorance, they are continuously suffering. Fortunately, we have come in contact with Prabhupada. So we have to deal very expertly with these things. Otherwise, one thing is very clear. That suppose Viknesh gives his life completely surrendered to Krishna. And coming into the temple, being a young man, maintenance and this and that and that, and everything has got to be arranged. So definitely we require money. This Kali Yuga, without money you cannot even walk one step. So money is required. That if money is required, then in the temple we have to search out the money. And then there are the legal ways and illegal ways in this. And temple cannot maintain, particularly the Rastas, you know. As soon as they marry, we in London, we just kick them out. Maybe a 15 years brahmachari. But as soon as he is married, he has to completely leave. And when he leaves after 15 years, the temple, he doesn't have any capacity to work. He doesn't know the world from his last 15 years. So he's completely misfit in the world. And he's so in a terrible condition. I've seen the boys suffering that. That's why I advise very strongly to Vipusha that you please do anything and everything, but get materially fit. We have to fix in the society whether we like it or not. We have to fit in. Very few people like Sudarshan or other brahmacharis. They could be absorbed in the temple, maybe in a BBT or this or that, or that or that. And that too with a minimum requirement. You cannot expect more salary or this or that. And when we try to get the money from the temple, then there are so many foul ways in this. So it is better that we qualify ourselves in material, try to settle nicely. And if not, there are few living entities who are completely renounced, that they don't want anything. Then those living entities, really they are renounced, then for them the temple life is best.
Kamatmana swargapara janma karma phala pradam kriya vishesha bahulam bhogaishwarya gatim prati bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayaparta chetasam Vyavasayatmika buddhi samadho navidiyate Traigunya vishaya veda nishraigunyo bhavarjuna నిర్ద్వంద్వో నిత్యసత్వస్థో నిర్యోగ క్షేమ ఆత్మవాన్. యావానర్థోదపానే సర్వతః సంప్లుదోదకే తావాన్ సర్వేషు వేదేషు బ్రాహ్మణస్య విజానత.